Hi Rich, hi Sam, hi lovely listeners. This is Millie reporting from the Louisiana. It's a Sunday night and I've just watched Scarlet Rascal and the Trainwreck perform a short but very exciting set. Where better to find out from some real live gig goers how healthy they think the live music scene in Bristol is?
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Johns, otherwise known as Big Jeff. I think the live music scene, there's a very good alternative scene in Bristol. I think that there's always been an exciting, kind of almost experimentalist edge. Hopefully it'll take someone like Scarlet Rascal to really break out of here for the mainstream press to really notice what's going on. But it's very healthy, it's very exciting.
So, hello, what's your name?
Dominic.
How healthy do you think the live music scene in Bristol is?
There is a lot of good stuff to be found out there. I've been told that Bristol has the biggest ratio of musicians to people out of anywhere in the country, which is obviously really great for the kind of big social networking musicians, but it's kind of hard to get fans because everyone wants you to be their fan. They don't want to be your fan.
Yeah, I am Sunny Paradisos. I think it's like, I wouldn't say it's strong, but it has the potential to be very strong. Because there's a lot of creative people living in the city, and it's got such a thriving dance music scene. I mean, the Resident Advisor recently did documentaries, and Bristol was compared to like Berlin and Detroit, you know, in terms of dance music scene. So it's kind of well-renowned, like European-renowned, as a musical hub.
Hello, my name is Patty. I think that it has highs and lows. I mean, I'm in a band myself, so I know how it is. I think at the moment there's a big hype around the city, which is great. Obviously, we've got very talented musicians out there, such as Emily Breeze and Johnny Vistick. So we've got quite a few up and rising icons on the scene here at the moment.
Yeah, I'm Henry. There's lots going on. There's quite a lot going on for free. I'm in a band myself. I think everyone's in a band, probably, in Bristol.
I think it's pretty good, actually. I'm originally from down in Exeter, and there wasn't really anything there. And coming up here, there's just loads of people I know seem to be in bands starting up, or there are plenty of bands sort of going that are all from Bristol.
Hello, I'm Kyle Brown. I think it's pretty healthy. It's been healthy for the past few years, as long as I've known, basically. I sort of know quite a lot of people that come down to Bristol for work and things, and they say how sort of fantastic it is, because each night, if you've got nothing to do, you can literally look online, or you can read about it in a paper or something, can just find a place or a venue that will actually put on good local gigs.